Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening live on their cell phones, thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening live via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, we have a tremendous day today. It looks like it may be a nice and warm out today. The sun's shining bright, and And, you know, the squirrels are out running, birds are out chirping. I mean, it looks like it's going to be a really, really nice day. The calling number to the show is 818-301-5834, 818-301-5834. Our show this morning is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And you make sure that you tell them the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Again, guys, thank you for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, guys, you can follow the show on Twitter. We're on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. You can also follow us on Facebook. Just go into your Facebook account and go to the search box and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And go ahead and become friends of the show, as well as Blog Talk Radio. If you are on my show page right now at blogtalkradio.com, there's an icon there, if you can see it, that says follow this show. Go ahead and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. So that means that whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or Twitter, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode, guys, is entitled Gays and Lesbians in Professional Sports. How far will we go? Gays and lesbians in professional sports. How far will we go? Now, this topic I've been kind of dwelling on because I, you know, lately I've been kind of trying to steer away from the gays and the lesbians, but I had someone ask me if I talk about it on the show or what I thought about it. Well, you know, to be honest with you, when you think about the gays and the lesbians in professional sports, for me, I'm old school, okay? I grew up in the, well, you know, when I knew what was going on in the mid to late 70s, right? And at that time in society, I guess, gay guys and lesbian women were frowned upon. They were very outcast. They were out there on their own. They'd hide their sexuality. They didn't want people to know who they were or what sexual preference they liked. And they were what you call, so to speak, now in the closet. Okay? I remember one time I went to work with my dad when I was growing up, and apparently he saw a column sissy. Okay, apparently he saw a sissy walking or whatever, and he was like, "Look," he's like, "He's so sweet. He looked like he just got run over by a sugar truck." Now, my dad was homophobic, and what I'm saying by that is he didn't like gay men. He didn't want to be around them, and he talk about them right there in their face if they got close to him. That's how homophobic he was. I mean, he you know, if they came, if a gay guy came around my dad, he would immediately lash into him, call him a sissy, a punk, or whatever, right in his face. So he'd get off, get on, you know, go somewhere else. So he'd lay into him just like that. And I guess as I grew up, that's what was instilled in me, is not to accept gays. Now, lesbians, that was a different story. I didn't know a whole lot about lesbian women, okay, lesbian females, if you want to call them. And so I didn't know a whole lot about them, but I knew my grandma used to call them butches, or back in our day, they also called them bulldiggers. I don't understand what a term bulldigger came from, but that's what we used to call lesbian women, bulldiggers, or butch. Okay, and they were also frowned upon back in our day. Now, I don't know when the table started, but it seems like, you know, maybe in the 80s, in the mid to late 80s, people start to come out of the closet, so to speak, and say that they were gay or lesbian, because the gay community started to grow so fast, and they started to get national attention, because now the gays want to have rallies and they want to go to Washington and lobby for gay rights. So their group, so to speak, started growing so fast, and because of that, you know, people started to look at the gay and lesbian community, saying that, oh my gosh, how big is this population of people? Because politicians, all they look for are votes, right? All they look for are votes. So if you got a huge group of people who are gay and lesbian, and you want their vote to get you in the office, you're going to do something or say something to get their attention, to make them say, oh, okay, I'm going to vote for Frank Williams for senator, right? Because he's on our side. You know, he's going to fight for gay and lesbian rights. Well, that's what has happened now. These congressmen and senators are, you know, voting for gay rights. And because of that, they vote for them and keep them in office. And then now you're seeing these gay and lesbian people all over the place. We even now are letting them get married in certain states. Okay? And because of that, now the ones that were in the closet can come out and do their thing. They feel free. They can come out of the closet now. They feel like they're free. Now we can go about our lives, and I can say that I'm gay or I'm lesbian with no problem. I won't be frowned upon now. And now. We're even letting them in professional sports. And believe you me, that now that they're in professional sports, they're going to be more and more gay and lesbian people in professional sports. I believe there are already gay and lesbians in professional sports that we don't know about that are in the closet. But now that there are a few coming in that are letting people know that they're gay before they even get into the professional ranks, now these ones that are already in the professional ranks are going to be able to say, I'm free. I can come out and say I'm gay now. Y'all with me? So I believe that's what's going to happen. All right? And now they've had their first gay player on an NBA basketball team that played his first game the other night. Now, he's not very good at all. But hey, he's a professional basketball player. Not very good at what he does, but he's in there. He's making money, right? But I just found out too that his jersey is the number one selling jersey in the NBA right now. Above LeBron James, above, you know, Kevin Durant, above all these other, Dwayne Wade, above all these other big stars in the NBA who are great players. Now you got a gay player to come in the NBA that is not a very good player, and his jersey is now the number one selling jersey in the NBA. Y'all tell me what's happening. Because like I said, I believe that it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Right now, we can't even slow it down because the snowball effect has gotten so big that you don't want to get in the way of it. Okay? They're getting stronger. They're getting bigger. They're getting more popular. And they're going to be a huge part of the society soon. It was like black people in slavery back in the day. You know, they kept slaves under wraps or what do you call it? They kept them down by holding them against their will. Not want them to learn how to read and write. And, you know, the gays were being held in the closet, not by someone, but by their own inhibitions, that they wanted to stay in the closet because they didn't want society to know that they were gay, because it was frowned upon. But now it's not frowned upon or by a lot of people in government, and all these folks are accepting it. So they're coming out of the closet. They're free to come out now. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, weigh in on today's episode, Gays and Lesbians in Professional Sports. How far will we go? Okay, how far will we go? I don't know how far we'll go on this. I don't know how big it's going to get. But I'm going to tell you one thing about America. If they start to lose money because they're letting all these gays in, and gays in professional sports, and lesbians in there playing basketball and all this stuff in professional sports, coming out of the closet. What's going to happen is these folks are going to start to lose money because other people are going to start to turn away from those games. People are going to mark my word right here. People are going to start turning away from these sports events, from these games. And the only thing these folks want from these sports events and these games are what? Money. If they start to lose money and start and find out why they're losing money, hey, I guarantee you, they're going to find a way to get these gays and lesbians off their team. Hey, you can go to another team, but I'm done with you right now. My business is hurting because of the gays and the lesbians in our sports. And that's going to start to happen. Because for one thing, the media has just blown it up where it's going out of control. Right? It's going out of control. So as it goes out of control, in the media eyes, people see that, and I'll be like, oh, man, I ain't going to that gay. They got this gay guy on the team that, when you look at them, when people come out of the closet and say they're gay, y'all think about this. When people come out of the closet and say they're gay, say it's a friend of yours. You didn't know that they were gay, but they all of a sudden came out of the closet and say, hey, Frank, I'm gay. And I just wanted you to know that I like men. I've been liking men for a long time. And, I'm not a lover of gay people. I'm just going to tell you now. I told you at the beginning of the show how my dad was a homophobe for gay men, or we call them sissies. I'm the same way, because I grew up that way. And I'm going to say it now, because I know some people think it. You aren't born gay. You aren't born a lesbian. Stop saying that, because that's not true. You're born as a boy or a girl that makes you decide that you want to have relations with the same sex. Okay? That's what happened. You aren't born like that. You aren't born with gay genes in your body. No one's born like that. I'm going to say it because it's what I believe. Think that God made men to be with men. I don't think God created women to be with women. He created Adam, and then now here comes Eve from Adam, right? Eve was created from the rib of Adam, right? That's what's said in the Bible, right? Eve was created from the rib of Adam, okay? Why didn't God make another Adam? Because he wanted to create a man and a woman. And he gave them different reproductive parts so that they could reproduce. I better stop preaching the other day. But I don't think he made man to be with man sexually. I mean, you know, women I won't say like another woman, but a woman may say another woman is nice looking because she may have the body that she wants. She may have the skin tone that she wants. She may have the hair or the facial structure or whatever that she wants. But she isn't saying that because she's attracted to that lady. She isn't saying that because she wants to go and have some type of wild sexual relations with this lady. The same thing with men. you see a man with, he's got big arms, big legs, or, you know, whatever, it's a stud, so to speak. I've been that, say stud. The people, you know, these young folks think studs are butch women, or gay women, or lesbian women. They call lesbian women studs now. That threw me off because when I was growing up, we called men studs. And a stud was a man, a good-looking man that, you know, was all man. Y'all with me? Hard. You know, women after him. That's a stud. Not no lesbian. It's not no gay woman. Come on, y'all turning things around. Y'all are all confused. I think that's a big part of the problem. These young folks, y'all are confused now. Okay, y'all confused. And you know, my whole thing is that, you know, like I said, man see another man and say, I I'm going to start working out because I want some arms like that. I'm going to start working out because I want some legs like that. Okay? Not because I like the guy. Not because I want to have some type of sexual relation with the guy. No, no, no. That's not it. But I don't want a known gay man sitting next to me with a locker next to mine. And he told me he was gay. He got all these gay ways and gay tendencies and all this. Hey, Frank, how you doing? Where you going tonight? You going out to eat after work? Hey, man, hell no. What's wrong with you? I can't do it. I couldn't do it. And I guarantee you there are other people out there that can't do it as well. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Join me tomorrow. Free for all Friday. Well, let me take that back. I have a million errands to run tomorrow, so I probably will not do the show tomorrow, but I will be back on Monday. Thank you guys. Take care of yourselves. Have a great, great day. Good day.
Taking up my time.